All right, the G-Bag Nation live from Globe Life Field. We have the Bingo Man in the background. Perfect time as we go back into the Pimp Cup. Here's Lucius with your G-Bag of the Day.
Isn't that amazing?
It's chaos, Lucius. It's chaos.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah.
Yeah, this is going to go from now until the end of the show.
Yeah, I believe it. To pull the curtains all the way back, this is probably the hardest part of my job right here.
Yep.
Because LA Live and G-Bag of the Day starts right when the DJ says, you know, I'm going to turn this thing all the way up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to turn it all the way up. Hardest part. All right, G-Bag.
Now you get Megaphone Bingo Guy.
He is going crazy, bro.
Yeah.
Trying to do my gig.
Wow.
DJ, he was not too happy with DJ. No. Got up and told him to, like, haul his ass down a little further down the road. He kind of looked like, at DJ like.
That poor guy's just trying to do a job.
He is trying to do a job.
He's wearing a blazer that says Bingo Night all over it. It's incredible.
DJ gave him a shoe?
Yeah,
yep.
He did.
Yep. Gave him a shoe.
Appreciate you, DJ. I appreciate you, fam. Hey, G-Bag of the Day. We do it every weekday on the Fan at 5:30. Fueled by East Dallas Diesel. Going for two today is from the unhinged and sadistic mind of Bobby Belt from the morning show, the RJ and Choppy show. Which one of those fools is Chop? It's AI Daughters. Daughters. I almost said Broadus.
AI Daughters.
Dawson and Broadus together. Daughters.
Daughters.
Yes, AI Dawson. Now, if you're not familiar, our QB in the G-Bag Nation, Gavin Dawson, he can switch from one conversation to another conversation with reckless abandon. So Bobby had a fake Gavin Dawson showcase, you know, Gavin Dawson's skills right here, if you will.
I mean, I think we've all just watched in horror about these riots, you know, the last couple days in Charlottesville. But again, that's nothing compared to the riots, of course, that Cowboys fans are having right now after Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for 6 games yesterday by Roger Goodell. Stephen Hawking was just this larger-than-life figure, not only in science, but in classrooms, lecture halls, and even pop culture for several decades, you know? And he will be missed. Salute. All right, Nation. Speaking of ALS, all's the Mavs needed last night was 13 from Dirk Nowitzki. God. They beat the Knicks 110-97. I just think we were all stunned yesterday, you know, when we started to see that news come out about Kobe. And, you know, you're just saying to yourself, that can't be real. But it was. Speaking of Kobe, we're a little under 81 days to the Masters now. It's a historic day, obviously, at the Supreme Court with the Roe v. Wade ruling. Well, we're going to hit a board a little early this evening as well. Rangers at Nationals pregame begins here in about 30 minutes. Certainly all of our thoughts and prayers are with DeMar Hamlin after last night. Mavs were on the good end of a collapse last night as the Rockets blew an 18-point lead in the second half. Yeah, you see some of those reports, and apparently Rob Reiner had tried to get his son help for years, even just really recently. All right, Nation. Cowboys fans are also trying not to lose their heads after yesterday's loss to the Vikings.
Oh, my gosh, man. So when you do the AI thing, Bobby has to write that, and then the Dawson AI voice does that, right? So Bobby wrote that.
Yeah, he wrote that.
What a sick guy.
Yeah, he's a sicko. And maybe he had help from ChatGPT, but he's talented.
He's still sick. Still super sick.
Mm-hmm.
How about this? These guys are big news lately. Let's go to New York City. LaGuardia, the air traffic control, was talking to a NYC helicopter pilot about the couple that was on top of the Empire State Building.
Yes, yes.
By the way, you seen those guys?
Oh, yeah.
They're models.
Yeah, they've done this before. Okay. I think they've done this in China as well.
Wow. These guys are models. Like, I don't know if they're really models. I'm saying how they look. They look like models, bro.
So they're like Instagram famous?
I don't know. They're darn beautiful. Pause.
Yeah.
They are. Mickey and Mallory right there from Natural Born Killers went out the killing spree. But listen to these guys talk. It's so New York.
Yeah, what's all the hoopla going on over there?
Two geniuses climbed to the top of the Empire State Building, the top of the spire.
Oh, that's awesome. It's not some worker changing a light, is it?
Hmm. Nah, it's a male, female, dressed in black. They had some flag they were waving when they were up at the top. And he just proposed to her.
He just proposed to
just
her.
Proposed
he just proposed.
How dare this idiot propose to her? He dropped the ring, too. He dropped it on the floor.
Yeah.
What is that he turned up in the background now? This is crazy.
It's unbelievable.
It's insane, dog.
Oh, it's the balls. It's the balls are going.
Oh, okay. Well, all right. It's been an awesome week for
I'm so sorry.
I'm just fighting through a dog. It's been an awesome week for NBA conversations, but the draft and then free agency and whatnot. Let's go to NBC Boston. Brian Scalabrine, a.k.a. the White Mamba.
The White Mamba.
Giving a shout-out to a kid that got scooped up on a team, and this kid was in Brian Scalabrine's basketball camp before.
See, my boy Caravan just got picked.
He did? Who'd he go to?
He went to Cleveland. Caravan went to my basketball camp as a youngster.
The Kings.
So for all you guys that want to make it to the NBA, you know where to do.
So the Kings traded for him. So it was the Cleveland pick, but it's going to Sac.
Oh, it's going to Sac?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's tough.
That's a perfect way to end this thing.
Maybe don't go to my camp.
I don't know.
You're with him on the Kings.
Yeah, I ain't mad at that. Maybe you don't want to go to my camp.
Yeah.
It's not working out for you. How about this one? Governor of NYC, Kathy Hochul. Hochul, is that her name? Hochul or Hochul?
I think it's Hochul.
Okay. Well, this is really bad. It was having a ribbon-cutting ceremony for the Buffalo Bills' new stadium, and she tried to get a Bills chant going, and it just fell apart. Oh,
let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! All right, seriously? You gonna win a championship season with that kind of enthusiasm? Men and women of labor, you know what I'm talking about. Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! All right, we got to give this place some good karma, right?
Dang, bro. They must hate you so much because Bill's Mafia, it takes nothing for them to go rabid.
Yeah.
Sheesh.
Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! Let's go, Buffalo! All right, seriously?
Seriously, guys. Yes, ma'am. Seriously. Yes, ma'am. Stop the chanting.
Gotta get home for lunch, honey.
Yeah.
Wrap it up.
Oh, my gosh. Telemundo Deportes, the Spanish call of Malik Tillman's free kick yesterday.
La carrera de Tillman. Ahí va Tillman.
Bro,
wow.
That was awesome.
It's like 35 seconds of hang time right there in that guy's lungs.
Goal!
Do you prepare for that, or are you just born with that? Do you build up that capacity?
I think you've got to work towards that. I don't know if you're born. Maybe you're born with it. Maybe that's just a gift from God.
That's amazing, dude. He met the moment.
He did.
100% sure did. As I was pulling up to the house yesterday, that goal happened. And I just heard my old girl screaming in the house. Ah! I was like, oh, my gosh, she's drunk.
Just get back in the car.
Yeah, I was like, oh, my God.
Drunk gymnast soccer.
Oh, my God.
Not again.
Yeah, but it was just the football.
The football.
Yeah. Yesterday was a church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend, Dr. Pastor, and politician, Mr. Frederick Douglass Haynes, over at the Wild Wild West, Friendship West Baptist Church. I think this maybe got lost in translation. Maybe the accents make it sound like they're saying something else. Or maybe we just need more context. But it sounds like they're singing chicken wings and fried rice.
Chicken wings for fried rice. Chicken wings for fried rice. Chicken wings for fried rice. Chinese.
They are.
Chicken wing for fried rice.
Yeah.
Chicken wing for fried rice. Chicken wing with fried rice.
I can see Eric sitting there during praise and worship service like, dude, you hungry, bro? Getting kind of hungry, bro.
Yeah, exactly.
Chinese exactly. Lunch. I'm definitely clock watching at that point. When are we getting out of here?
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, man, that's it, fam.
That is incredible. Okay, is it the one-time champ, AI Dawson, from the psycho brain of one Bobby Belt? Is it the insane New York Climbers air traffic control play-by-play? Is it the White Mamba shout-out, don't go to my camp, as a matter of fact? Is it the New York City mayor couldn't get anything out of Bill's Mafia? Are you kidding me? They must hate you. Is it the Spanish call of Tillman's amazing goal, or is it your church clip, chicken wings and fried rice worship? Wow.
Chicken wings.
You were right, man. John Blaze today.
And fried rice.
I'm going to go.
And
I'm
I said that like four more I could hit you with, but I didn't even get to them.
Oh, no. Hit us.
Couldn't even empty the clip yet.
Couldn't even empty the clip, bro.
All right. Give me the Spanish call of Tillman's amazing goal. That was outstanding. Lucius, what say you?
Oh, man, that is pretty good. Chicken wings and fried rice.
Here we go, 1-1. Wolchuk.
I'm going to vote for A.I. Dawson.
There we go.
There we go.
Tied at one, Broadus.
Yeah, it's a champ.
Here we go. Now you're two-time champ, A.I. Dawson, from the dark mind of Bobby Belt. There it is. We'll have the champ replayed for you on Monday at 2:20. And another batch of contestants at 5:30 on Monday. Now, we stay in the Pimp Cup for a Thursday edition of LA Live.
I got some John Blaze on Monday, too, bro. I got some good stuff just sitting here, man. Yeah, let's get into a Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live right after the Toxic. But great, Rick James.
All right, you squares. Fire up this funk and let's have a toe. It'll make you dance with some of everything. Everybody get high.
The guy that we have that mows our yard is my wife. It's free, which is nice. I don't care for the tone it is mowed in. She wanted to mow it. And I was like, look, that's fine, but I want you to go tell every neighbor that you choose to do this. I don't want to always be getting stopped, like, you the guy that makes his wife mow the yard?
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, I got my mom on the roof right now.
Yeah. Yeah, she's up there with Fred. Shout out to Fred.
Fred.
This is LA Live for Thursday, July 2nd. July 2nd, 2026. It is a Thursday Ladies Night edition of LA Live. Welcome in, folks.
Now on some serious funk, y'all. We're busting out on the fun.
Hey, hey.
We're busting out on some serious funk, y'all.
One time for all the Tolo ladies that listen to this here station, you are appreciated. Even if you're a passenger princess and you didn't pick this station, but you're vibing anyway.
We love you.
We love you. We sure they do. LA Live is brought to you by Metro Flow Plumbing. Shout out to those blue collar ballers out there, all right? Those blue collar ballers. Now, I'm not going to give you a weekend warning going into the holiday weekend, but remember to avoid the law dogs because the judge will not see you until Monday, starting right now.
Yeah.
Right now, fam.
Yeah.
So be careful out there. Be careful out there. Now, I wasn't able to do an LA Live last Thursday, but LeVar Ball was on the stream with Neon.
Oh, no.
The streamer Neon, all right?
Okay.
And LeVar, let it be known that him and his wife, Mrs. Ball,
yeah,
of 30 years, are split up. They're done.
She punted him.
Shut up, Broadus.
She lasted that long. She punted him, Lucius.
Broadus, shut up, bro. Why you saying like, have a heart.
Come on, Lucius.
He can't punt.
You know why he got punted.
Hold on.
He lost his leg.
Hold on. I'll let him tell you what happened first real quick.
You know, with my wife, you know, who Tina decided to go her own way. That's why you don't see her right here. But she want to go do something else, that's fine with me. We had our run. So even though she had the stroke and getting older, she would never be like, oh, man, she was always beautiful in my eyes until you say, I want to go do something else.
Yeah.
Now you're not as beautiful to me again.
And the internet ate her up.
Yeah.
I was watching this the whole time. The internet ate this old lady up. They said, oh, that's awful. She had a stroke and he stood by her side during that stroke. Now he done lost a leg and she's running out of his life.
Oh, no.
After 30 years. That's how it looks, right? Well, Lonzo Ball addressed it on the Ball in the Family podcast. Now, I would hate to have to address things that are going on with my mom and dad, but if you're a public figure, I guess you have to, especially if your dad talks as much as LeVar Ball does.
He does.
You got to have to do something at some point, but he addressed it, and I appreciate it.
She's good. My pops is good. They obviously don't f*** with each other, but I f*** with them both, and she was not wrong at all. She did not leave him because he lost his foot. That's a myth that was put out there. But my dad did a great job raising us. My mom did a great job raising us. They didn't work out, and it is what it is, man. They're both doing well, and I love them both.
Mr. Broadus, why do you think she bounced after 30 years of marriage and is successful? Like, all their kids are success stories at this point.
Yeah. I think it has to do with being the loss of limb. I do.
Ooh.
I do.
Go deeper.
He doesn't have a limb. How about that?
He's not able to go deeper.
He doesn't have. He has no more limbs.
He can't really pelvic thrust.
He can't balance. Lack of balance, maybe.
Damn.
Maybe it's something she'd been wanting to do for a long time. She finally got the courage.
He seems pretty insufferable.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, okay. I could see that being a lot. 30 years of that.
She's had enough, right?
I don't blame her.
Is that what you're thinking, Lucius?
Yeah, I have my suspicions on why Mama Ball bounced out of LeVar Ball's life.
Was he doing a little something on the side?
I don't think he was doing a little something on the side. I mean, if you're sneaking around with one leg, oh my God, that's so damn disrespectful, bro.
The crutch walk of shame.
Yeah, if you do it, get out of here, fam.
The scooter of shame.
Yeah, the handicap part of it probably, right? You think?
Well, on that stream with the streamer Neon, LeVar Ball has a new girlfriend. And they're preparing some chili soup for Neon. And just listen how LeVar Ball talks to the new girl. This is the new girl.
Yeah.
This ain't 30 years of marriage. This is the brand new girl. Listen to how he talks to her.
No. Amar, did you give him a spoon to eat over here and a fork? I told you to get this stuff over here.
He's talking to her. I told you to get this stuff over here. Did you go do that, do this?
Spoon. A spoon. Spoon. Help me out, man. Moving slow.
Wow. You moving slow.
Moving slow.
Okay.
In front of company?
Chuck was right. He was right.
Company, bro? Hold on, there's more.
Take one, but you got to give him a napkin first, Amar, so they can put it's a napkin right here. Amar, do what I tell you and we good. Do what I tell you and we good. Napkin. There you go. It takes so long to get a napkin. This is all you do. Facts. It takes all day to get a napkin. You're moving slow.
Jeez. Do what I tell you to do and we good. You moving slow. Yeah, this man has one leg and is talking to his girlfriend like she's on his AAU squad.
Yeah.
Talk to me like crazy. That, bro. I will hide your little fake leg from you. I will take it from you. I will hide it. I will put it upstairs and make you limp up there and get it. Watch how you talk to me, bro.
That is an all-in move right there. I love that. Yeah, you got to be careful. You got to be careful if you got one leg. She could really take advantage of him there. But that is crazy. That means his wife had been talked to like that for over 30 years.
Yeah. She got tired of that.
There's
she
no did. Way.
Wolchick was right.
Credit to her for even lasting that long. My gosh.
Yeah, he sounds just like a jerk.
Yeah.
Yeah, poor LeVar Ball right there. One leg and still ornery. Just ornery. Just ornery. Speaking of streamers, do y'all watch any streamers? You guys watch streams?
No, but I see clips.
I saw a streamer reach out for help. Looking, is it iSpeed? Is that guy? Is that
iShowSpeed?
iShowSpeed.
Oh, he was just recently here at the World Cup.
Okay,
match.
Well, he's out there in Los Angeles, right? Or no, San Francisco. And his plane got canceled. So he's looking to get a plane.
He's big time.
Yeah, he's trying to get a plane. He's obviously a charter guy. He charters his own stuff.
I mean, he makes a ton
of money. Yeah, so his plane, so he's trying to get to the Argentina match.
Okay.
Is what he's doing. And he's asking people in San Francisco, hey, anybody got a plane
to go
I could use?
I'm sure he found one. Yeah. Because people love him. I mean, like, I'll see the Neon stuff pop up, the Nelk Boys. You know, I'll see some of these streamers stuff pop up on like TikTok, but I've never sat down and watched one of these.
No.
Yeah, I've been watching some streaming lately, and it's like 2 hours, 3 hours worth of stream, and it's like maybe three moments of good highlights in that thing.
Yeah.
I don't know how they do it, but I'm not hating on it.
Feel like you're watching a soccer game or something?
Yeah. I got to speed it up every once in a while. I don't feel like I'm missing something, you know? Like how the young kids watch it on faster mode.
Who's the guy that does the streams that he smokes on the side? I know there's a lot of guys that smoke, but he's got the kids that he's telling them to stay away.
Oh, Wiz Khalifa.
Okay, it's Wiz Khalifa. Okay.
Yeah.
He's streaming and he's smoking, and the kids are kind of coming around. He's like, no, kids, you gotta go. Wow. You gotta go.
He kicks his son out the room when he gets ready to light that tree up.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, but
exactly.
I've been watching a lot of streamers one streamer in particular as of late. It takes a long time to watch it. I got to watch it and fast forward sometime. But this kid named Dean the Great.
Okay.
Dean the Great. I didn't know anything about Dean the Great until he sparred boxer Keyshawn Davis.
Okay, so he tries to just fight random, like, MMA dudes.
MMA dudes, other streamers, anybody for attention.
Okay. And he's kind of a troll.
He is a troll. He is 100% a troll. Keyshawn Davis chewed that man off the bone when it comes to that little sparring. Mm. Dean the Great has been streaming with former boxing champion Adrian Bronner.
Oh, no.
I know y'all seen these clips, bro.
Yeah.
AB, the virus that is not going away. And I like it sometimes because they dress up like twins.
Okay.
And they, you know, they do their little whatever they're doing.
No, I have not seen any of these. Damn.
Nah, man.
I need to look this up.
Nah, man. AB's been rocking this crazy large belly as of late. Large belly. Like,
seen that.
Yeah, like the inflation belly. Like, you know there's parasites going on in his belly right now. You know 100% there's going on. And I ain't belly watching either. You just can't help but see it. I'm not belly watching, bro. You just can't help but see it. Buddy is built like a hot water bottle. You see it, it's crazy looking.
Oh, wow.
Remember those hot water bottles used to be in grandma's house?
Yeah, absolutely. Big red bottles, yeah.
Yeah, you used to play with it in the bathtub. Yeah. You didn't know what it was until you grew up. You're like, oh, my God. She let me play with that?
Yeah.
Jeez. By the way, on the fan text, what does AB stand for? What does AB stand for? While Jared Saylor was on earlier, I wrote down Angus Beef. AB stands for Angus Beef.
Angus Beef's good.
I wrote down All Belly. AB stands for All Belly.
All Belly, yeah.
Alcohol and Beef.
Wasn't it Always Broke?
Always Broke was one of the old school ones.
Yeah.
Always BSing. That's one of the first ones I ever did. What was that? All Bad. AB stands for All Bad. Alcohol and Botches. Mm. All Burgers.
All burgers,
yeah. All beer. And you guys were talking about burgers earlier, too. Mm-hmm. And I thought AB's just stands for Arby's. Just stands for Arby's.
Arby's.
I love it.
Stands for Arby's.
He's got a couple of roast beef sandwiches in that belly right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, he does not look healthy.
Nah. But he's losing the belly a little bit, man. But he's looking crazy in the face. He's doing a whole lot of drinking. He's a pure stoned alcoholic. Yeah. And I can't lie. I've been nervously waiting for something weird to happen to AB, and he catches a strange case. I don't want him to catch a case. I want him to strive. But all that drinking and they're around girls partying, you never know what weird thing may happen. But so far, it's working out for AB. He's been staying out of trouble. He's making money. He can feed his kids, all of his kids.
There we go.
He's clearly feeding himself.
He's definitely doing that. And he's a millionaire again.
I ain't seen a number like that in years. All my baby mamas, they get a check tomorrow. What y'all doing for me is something that I can only dream about. I never knew that I would become one of the biggest streamers in the world. I really appreciate y'all. Without y'all, I can't take care of my kids. I got 11.
I was 10.
I seen that much. Telephone number in my bank account, man. I might throw a dime tonight, y'all. Y'all got me back living like I was back world champion, man.
No, don't do that.
One thing about my baby mama's doing, y'all get paid regular again, bitches. The numbers in my account has changed. You can't talk to me a certain way. I'm getting full off liquor today. Celebration.
Well, AB is a millionaire again, folks.
Good for him.
And he's going to get full on liquor to celebrate and maybe throw 10 stacks. $10,000 of the money that he needs to give to his 11 kids or 10, whichever one he doesn't know. But there it is. He's back in the game.
Wow.
AB, millionaire again. Only in America.
How is he making this money? Only is this a streaming thing?
It's a streaming thing, bro.
Okay.
They're making that money. Hold on. What is it? Anheuser-Busch. AB stands for Anheuser-Busch. Antonio Brown. Gosh.
Always boozing.
Always boozing. All black. Okay, I'm not going to do that one.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Lucius Alexander. I will be black Monday, Lord willing, to the creek don't rise. Shout out to AB, man. Only in America. Holla.